我们在讲解罗马书，我们已经来到第六章。
And in our study of the book of Romans, we have reached chapter 6.
今天我们要从罗马书第六章第一到第十四节来思想神的话。
And we shall meditate on God's word today from Romans chapter 6 verses 1 to 14.
让我先读一遍。这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍然在罪中吗？叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的死人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状与他联合，也要在他复活的形状与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪生灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人已经是脱离罪了。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死，只有一次他活是向神活着。这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以不要容罪在你必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的虚欲，却不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒向从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器皿献给神。罪必不能做你的主，因为你不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
Romans 6:1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin,once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness.For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace.
基督徒可以犯罪吗？
Can Christians sin?
或许我们可以这么问，基督徒可以继续犯罪吗？
Or we should actually ask a better question, can a Christian continue in sin?
特别我们在这里第六章第一节说，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中活着吗？这可使得人可以仍然在罪中活着吗？
Just like chapter 6 verse 1, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin?
答案是不可以的。
Of course the answer is no.
当然我们在这个神学上面呢，我们发现近年来或者说在过去十多二十年来，很多人有些人这个已经听过这个一些福音，他认为一个人信主之后呢，可以继续犯罪，继续过一个犯罪的生活。
And from a theological viewpoint, we know that in the past two decades or so, There is such a gospel that people have heard that after a person becomes a believer or becomes a Christian, he can continue in sin.
意思是说他继续不断地犯罪。
In other words, he is going to continue living a life of sin.
你不要误会,我不是说基督徒不可能犯罪。
Please do not misunderstand. I'm not saying that Christians find it impossible to sin.
但是我们大家都知道,基督徒偶然犯罪。
But we do know that Christians sometimes or occasionally sin.
这个应该是一个改变,就是说我们一个基督徒呢,不可以永远停留在罪的层面里面。
But we ought to be seeing a change. In other words, genuine Christians should not remain in sin forever.
在1980多年的时候呢,在美国有一个神学院,有一个老师呢, 他就写了一本书说,一个人呢,只要他只要曾经做过决定,曾经信过耶稣,那么他的生活不需要改变,他可以照样喝酒,照样赌博,照样的过他的生活,他仍然是得救的。
In the 1980s, there was a seminary teacher in the United States who wrote a book and says that, in the book it says that once you have made a decision, once upon a time, to become a Christian, that's it. You can continue being a drunkard, you can continue to gamble, you can continue to live in sin, and you are still saved.
但是在这段圣经里面很明显告诉我们,他说,第二节说,断乎不可,我们在罪上死的人,岂可仍然在罪中活着呢?
But this passage tells us very clearly in verse 2, by no means, how can we who died to sin still live in it?
所以这边 continue 就是仍然就是习惯性不间断的不断的犯罪。
And what this is referring to here is a habitual sin that is continuous.
所以如果我们说我们信了主之后呢，我们仍然继续不断没有悔改，没有改变生活，跟以前没有信主之前呢，完全一模一样呢，我们要问你，你的信心可能是假的。
So if somebody here claims to be a believer, but there is no change in his or her life, and you continue in sin, and yet you claim to be a believer, then we would really want to ask you the question, your faith might not be real.
所以我们要你审查自己。
So we would ask you to examine yourself.
所以你看第六章第一节,他说这样,怎么说呢?我们可以仍然在罪中叫恩典显多吗?断乎不可。 我们在罪上死了的人,岂可仍然在罪中活着?
That's why verse 1 again, what then shall we say? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?
上个礼拜我去了中国。
Last week I went to China.
基本上我们在那里,大家都知道我们在那里有一个,我们有一个 我们职堂,意思说我们在那边有一个恩道教会。
And many of you would know that we planted a church in China.
那么在上个星期呢,我们为10位弟兄姐妹受洗。
And last week, we actually baptized 10 brothers and sisters.
那么他们的年龄大概28岁到74岁。
And the age range from 28 to 74.
那么在他们没有受洗之前呢,我要他们做见证。
But before they were baptized, I invited them to give their personal testimony.
他们就说,当你信了耶稣之后,你信主之后,之前跟之后,你生命有没有改变?
And in their testimony, I wanted them to talk about before and after believing in Christ, whether there were changes in their lives.
如果我们在他的生活当中,我信了主之后呢,完全没有改变,信就是,就是我相信耶稣吗?大家举手,大家。 走到前面来,大家签了一张卡片,他说我信了耶稣,这样呢,我们不要为他受洗。
And if the person were to testify that, you know, I just believe in God because I raised my hand or I signed on the card when I was invited to, and there's no change in my life before and after believing in Jesus, then such a person we will not baptize.
为什么呢?
Why?
你看第四节。
Look at verse 4.
他说,所以我们借着洗礼归入他的死,和他一同埋葬,原是叫我们一举一动有什么?新生的样式。
Verse 4. We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
所以你看到有改变吗? 一个旧,一个新。
So can you see there's an old and there's a new?
所以我们当中其实有14位 说要受洗，后来我们在跟他谈了之后，要他们做见证之后，有四位讲不清楚他为什么信主，也讲不清楚什么叫福音，所以我们要求那四位延后然后让他多明白福音之后才受洗。
Actually, we started with 14 candidates who were up for baptism, but in the end, four of them could not articulate the gospel properly, and they could not really explain why they actually believed. And because of that, we actually invited them to consider delaying their baptism.
不但是这样，他的生命完全没有改变，他信主之前、信主之后完全没有改变。
And not only that, these few candidates actually found that there was no change to their lives before and after believing in Jesus.
这边他写有新生的样式。
This passage tells us there is a newness of life.
你有没有新生的样式？
Do you have a newness of life?
这个很重要，你信了耶稣之后，你的旧人已经死了，现在一个新人活了。
This is very important because when you believed in Jesus, your old self has died and now it's a new self that is alive.
基督教不是一套思想。
Christianity is not just a set of thinking.
是一个新的生命。
It's a new life.
你怎么知道耶稣是活的呢？因为在你的生命里面，你知道很清楚耶稣活在你心里。
How do you know that Jesus is alive? That's because you know that Jesus lives in your heart.
因为我们的生命，你会发现，当我们检查自己的生命的时候，我们发现原来我本来不是这样，我也不知道为什么我今天会有这个表现，会有这样的想法，我有这样的生命，因为耶稣活在你的心里面。
And as you examine your own lives, you will realize that I did not used to be like this. Why am I living like this now and do such a thing that I wouldn't imagine myself doing? That's because Jesus is living in your heart.
所以这个生命是真的，是实在的，是你在生你的生命里面有一你这个人里面有一个新的生命了。
So this is actually real, and there is a reality to it in your own life that there is this newness of life.
所以基督教不是一套思想，也不是一套理论，也不是一个学问。
So Christianity is not just a set of ideas or just in theory or you know just some kind of academic study.
所以你生命里面，你观察到你生命里面有改变，有一个完全不认识，完全一个新的生命，是一个喜乐的生命，是一个属于耶稣基督的生命生长出来。
That is, you will find the evidence when you examine your own life and find that there is actually joy in your life. There are things in your life that you did not used to do, and that is because Jesus is in your heart and there is a newness of life to it.
以前犯罪很喜欢，犯罪很享受，现在犯罪呢很紧张，现在犯罪很战惊，心里面很害怕。
And in the past, you used to enjoy sin, and it was pleasurable. But now, when you sin, you will find that you are fearful, and your heart is not at ease.
当你顺服主、顺服神的话语之后，心里面有一种喜乐。
But when you obey God and you obey His word, you will feel a sense of joy in your heart.
里面有一个改变了。
And there is a change inside.
所以基督徒可以继续犯罪吗？答案是不可以。
So can Christians continue in sin? The answer is no.
基督徒会不会犯罪？当然会。
But can a Christian sin? Of course he can.
但是不可以习惯性没有改变的犯罪。
But it cannot be habitual sin without change.
意思说我们的生命不断的在挣扎，有时候我们软弱，我们要胜过，我们要跟他打仗，我们要胜过。
In other words, there is a struggle throughout our lives and we are actually in constant battle with sin and sometimes we win, sometimes we don't.
所以这个约翰一书一章六节讲到说，如果我们与神相交却在黑暗里行，我们就是说谎的，不行真理。
That's why 1 John 1:6 tells us, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
那么三章九节他说，凡从神生的就不犯罪。因为神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
And chapter 3 verse 9, no one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God.
所以一个人信主之后呢，他不可以习惯性毫无改变的继续的犯罪下去。
So after a person believes in the Lord, he cannot continue in habitual sin without change.
一个人真正信耶稣的人，他生命必须要有改变。
A person who has truly believed in God will have a change in his life.
所以我们来继续看这段圣经。
So let us continue to examine this passage.
这段圣经里面告诉我们，一个基督徒，如果你成为信了耶稣之后，你成为基督徒的时候呢，你降罪已经是死了。
And this passage tells us that if you have become a Christian, then you are actually dead to sin.
所以今天我们的第一点是，如果你是基督徒呢，你是在罪上是死了。
So this is the first point of today's sermon. Christians are dead to sin.
所以我们在这边仔细看呢，当圣经里面提到这个基督徒，如果你信了耶稣之后呢，你的旧我旧的生命已经是死了。
And the Bible keeps speaking of this fact that once you become a Christian, there is an old self which has already died.
那么在我们的小组的时候呢，我盼望你已经查了。就是你没有注意到这段圣经里面查出一些是过去的 past tense， 里面有一些词汇都是属于过去式的文法。
And I hope that in the small group discussion you will have gone through this already and examine this passage to find that there are many phrases here that is in the past tense。
特别在这边你看到第三节，他说：“如果呢，岂不知我们已经这个受洗归入耶稣基督，人是受洗归入他的死，是过去已经受洗归入他的死。”
And like verse 3, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? That is past tense.
所以你看到是过去已经发生过了，已经是历史了。
So this has already happened. It is history.
所以你已经是受浸了。
And you were already baptized.
已经死了。
You were dead.
你看第四、第五节说，所以我们借着洗礼归入他的死，也和他一同埋葬，也是过去已经埋葬了。
And just like verse 4, we were buried therefore with him by baptism into death. Again, were buried in the past tense.
已经死了，已经埋葬了。
Were dead, were buried.
那么来到第六节的时候呢，因为我们知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架呢，也是过去式的，已经死了，已经成为历史了。
And we know that our old self was crucified with him. This is again in the past tense. It has already happened.
所以你会发现这边，他说，如果你信耶稣的时候呢，相信耶稣的时候，你信主的时候呢，你已经死了，已经埋葬了，已经同钉十字架了。
So what this is saying is, if you believe in Jesus Christ, that means you were already dead. You were already buried and you were already crucified.
所以在神学上，我们在思想这个的时候呢，是当主很奇妙的，当我们信耶稣的那一天，我们的生命呢，在2000年前已经耶稣钉死了，它的效果是一模一样的。
And this is from the point of theology, and we are saying that once you believe in Jesus, it means that his death more than 2,000 years ago would have been achieved for you too. It is having the same effect.
所以这里讲到说，我们与耶稣一起归入他的死，或者受洗归入他的死是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to be baptized into his death?
首先呢，我们要讲，如果你还没有受洗呢，你应该考虑受洗。
Firstly, we want to say this. If you have not been baptized yet, you should consider baptism.
除非你说我不是信徒。
Unless you say I'm not a believer.
我不相信耶稣基督。
I do not believe in Jesus.
我不相信神。
I do not believe God.
你要受洗，我也不要让你，我也不要替你受洗。
Even if you want to be baptized, I will not baptize you.
但是如果你说我信了耶稣，我相信耶稣是我个人的救主，我的生命有了改变，你应该顺服，因为这个是神的命令，要我们受洗。归入耶稣基督。
But if you were to say that I believe in Jesus, and then I would say that you ought to be baptized because this is the Lord's command.
所以在这里受洗是什么意思呢？
So what is the baptism that is referred to here?
我们通常讲到受洗呢，我们基本上是受洗就是baptizo， 就是整个人进入水里面。
And the original word is baptizo. It means the whole person to be immersed in water.
所以你看到一个人受洗的时候，他应该整个人进入水里面呢，然后呢再从水里面出来。
So when a person is baptized, he would actually be fully immersed in water, and then he emerges from the water.
是代表说他与耶稣一起同死。
And this symbolizes that he is dying together with Jesus.
所以他与耶稣一同死，然后。与耶稣一同复活。
And then he is going to be resurrected together with Jesus.
意思说他向世界的人，其实他不但是向自己的家人，向自己的朋友，向教会的弟兄姐妹告诉他，我已经死了，我不在过去的我，我现在不为自己活，我不要犯罪，我现在要为耶稣而活，我要过一个圣洁的生活，有一个生命的改变。
So he is actually declaring to his family and also to all those who are present as witnesses that he is already dead and he is no longer his old person, and now that he is a new person, he is going to live a different life.
所以他是要告诉人，他是在做见证说，我不再犯罪，我现在对罪呢，我是死了，现在我活呢是因为耶稣基督活在我心里面。
And he is testifying to all who are present that he is already dead to sin. He's no longer going to live a life of sin, but now he is going to live for Jesus.
所以现在他有身份的改变。
So now his identity has changed.
他已经现在跟随耶稣基督了。
Now he is a follower of Jesus Christ.
我要你看一段圣经看一看，哥林多前书第十章打开来看一看。
I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1.
如果你翻到那里，你看一看，这里那里讲到摩西的时代。
This was referring to Moses' time.
这个摩西的时代呢，他讲到说第十章第一节，哥林多前书十章第一节，他说：“弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都从云下、从海中经过，在云里、海里受洗归乐。” Yes, 摩西。
First Corinthians 10 verse 1. For I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea.And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
什么意思？他们受洗，这个归了摩西是什么意思
？What does it mean to be baptized into Moses?
他不是说受洗归入耶稣基督，他是够受洗归入摩西。
And he's not saying that they were baptized into Jesus, but baptized into Moses.
是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
所以其实如果你知道当时候呢，摩西带领他们。进入旷野的时候，有云柱火柱跟着他们。
If you remember or if you know about this, when Moses led the Israelites through the wilderness, there was a pillar of cloud and fire.
所以他们跟着云柱火柱而走。
So they followed the pillar of cloud and fire.
以前他们在埃及地。
In the past, they were in Egypt.
他从埃及地出来，他从最终出来，现在跟着神的道路。
They came out of Egypt. They came out of a life of sin, and now they are following God.
他的身份改变了，他已经不再是为奴的，现在他是一个自由的人。
Their identities have changed. They are no longer slaves, but they are now free.
而且他经过海里面，意思说他完全受洗的意思呢，就是他的身份改变了，他现在跟随神了，不再是以前的救我了。
And when they passed through the sea, this represented that they.Have already changed and they are no longer their old selves, but they now have new life.
当然，摩西预表主耶稣。
Of course, Moses is a type of Jesus Christ.
因为将来神要兴起另外一个先知，好像摩西一样。
Because God is going to raise a prophet in the future, just like Moses.
不但是这样，还是比摩西更大。
Not just that, but he will be greater than Moses.
你从这个希伯来书就可以看到。
And we will see this in the book of Hebrews.
所以这边呢，受洗的意思是说，你离开你旧的这个生活圈子，你已经生命有改变，进入一个新的身份，有新的这个跟随，就是主耶稣。
So this baptism actually represents a renewed identity where the old self is gone, but the new person or the new identity is one who is following Jesus Christ.
所以在这里，我要你注意到这个字，它是过去式了，已经死了。
And I want you to recognize that this is written in the past tense, were baptized into his death.
那么刚才我们在看第四节的时候也是不但是死了同时是埋葬了过去了已经是成为历史了。
And we also said in verse 4, were buried, that's also in past tense.
那么还有在第六节说同钉十字架已经是过去了已经是发生过的事情。
And verse 6, was crucified, it is in the past tense, it has already happened.
你这个文法很重要。
And this grammar is important.
今天有很多人教导我们说你不断天天都要死。
Today people, there are some people who teach that you need to die every day.
其实不是的，圣经里面说已经过去了，已经死过了。
Actually, that is not true because the Bible says that it is in the past you were already dead.
所以今天呢，我们活着的人，活着的耶这个基督徒呢，不是说我现在有一个老我，现在有一个新我，两个人在打仗，不是的。
So today, as we live our lives as Christians, it is not that there is an old self and a new self that's constantly battling each other.
不是的，这个旧人已经死了，已经埋葬了，已经钉十字架了，这个人完全没有作用了，现在是新的人在掌权。
So it is not like that because the old self has already died and already buried, and so there is no longer this old self, but new. There is a new self which is now reigning.
所以这个基督徒呢，他生命里面是一个新的我在管理，新的我在活着。
So in the Christian, there is this new self, a new life that is actually in control and living.
所以这个新的人呢，必须有新的表现，有新的生命。
And this new person needs to have new actions and new life.
但是很多人说，这样怎么办呢？我们为什么我做基督徒，我一个新的生命，但是我里面还有一个犯罪的倾向呢？
And some people might ask, then how do I actually explain the fact that even though I have a new life, but in me there is still this tendency to want to sin?
所以我要跟大家在讲，这个在神学上面呢，有一个观念。
And from theology, there is a concept here.
我们要问大家，请问你信主的时候，你是不是已经得救了？
And we want to ask you the question: When you believe in the Lord, are you already saved?
是当然了。我信主之后呢，我有一个新的生命，所以当如果我这个新的生命我就会如果我今天如果死了，我就马上到主那里，所以我是不用怕的。
And of course, the answer is yes, because if I believe in the Lord, I already have a new life and I'm already saved. If I were to die today, I will straight away be with Jesus, so I need not fear death.
所以那个救恩是不是已经成就了？
So has salvation already been completed?
是的，圣经这个救恩是成就了，但是呢，还没有完全成就。
Yes, indeed, salvation has been accomplished already, but it has not yet been fully completed.
所以在神学上我们有一个名称叫做 already but not yet.
So in theology, we call this already but not yet.
就是已然或者未然，意思说已经得救了，但是还没有完全得救。
We are already saved, but we are not yet fully redeemed.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
请你打开罗马书，我们在罗马书你看一看第八章。
And please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，让我们看第二十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 21.
如果你在我们当中呢，其实我们已经进入到最这个很有这个很有趣，或者说很有趣不是一个很好的词，就是说第六章、第七章、第八章是一个很重要的这个经文，让我们看到圣徒的这个以罪挣扎的一个实际情况，所以这接下来这几次的讲道呢都非常的重要。
And we are now entering this very important section of scripture that is showing us how a Christian or a saint will be struggling in his life, and all these are the realities of a believer's life. And in the next few sermons, we will be touching on this very important concept from Romans 6 to 8.
而且这边告诉我们怎么样胜过罪恶。
And it teaches us how to overcome sin.
所以今天呢，我们来稍微看一看。
And today we will just have a glimpse of it.
你看第八章第二十一节。
Chapter 8 verse 21.
他说，但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但是如此，我们这些有圣灵出借果子的，自己也心里叹息，等候儿子的名分，乃是我们身体得赎。
Romans 8:21, that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now.And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
所以我们的问题是，请问你的身体得赎了没有？
So our question is, are your bodies redeemed already?
答案是没有，他说还没有得赎。
The answer is no, because it says we are waiting for the redemption of
our Lord. 但是你得救了没有？
But are you already saved?
哦，是，我是得救了。
Yes, we are saved.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
是 already but not yet. 意思已然，但是还是未然。
That means already but not yet.
意思说我已经得救了，所以我现在死，我的灵魂马上到天上去。
It means that I'm already saved, so if I were to die now, my soul will go to heaven.
但是我的身体还没有 redeem, 还没有得赎。
But my body is not redeemed yet.
所以呢，这边就出现了一个张力，一个紧张的情况。
And so there is actually a tension here.
所以我有一个新生的生命，我里面有一个新我，这个旧我已经死了，新的我出来了。但是这个身体还没有得赎，所以这个身体跟这个灵魂呢，不断的征战。
So in me, there is a new life, there's a new self. The old self is already dead. There is now a new self. But yet this new self, this new saved soul is in this unredeemed body, and so it is actually constantly struggling.
所以我们这个身体呢，不是救我，是身体这个肉体有一个犯罪的倾向。但是我这个心我呢，这个灵魂呢，要来制止这个身体，不要让它犯罪。
So we are still in this unredeemed body. This unredeemed body is not the old self, but it is a flesh, a body of flesh that has a sinful nature. But our new self, this soul, is going to be actually battling this body.
所以保罗说我要攻克己身叫身服我。
That's why Paul says I buffered my body in order to have it under control.
我攻克己身，就是我这个里面的灵魂控制我这个肉体。这个肉体呢，不是真正的我。这个肉体不过是一个帐篷，一个暂时的身体。
And to buffet my body, that's because that the body is just a temporary tent for the soul.
所以这个身体呢，当我们死的时候，这个身体要归土归土，灵魂归这个赐灵魂的神。
So when we die, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, the body will go to dust, but the soul will go to heaven.
所以这个我呢，这个灵魂的我，真正的我就是那个灵魂的我。我必须要管理这个身体，因为这个身体暂时我要管理好，但是呢，将来呢，到天上的时候，神要赐给我一个新的身体。
So the real self, the real person is actually the soul. And right now, the soul is supposed to manage and master this body. And in the future, God is going to give us a new body.
所以这个时候呢，我这个我呢，要管理这个身体。这个身体有犯罪的倾向，我这真的我要用，要来管理，攻克己身，说这个身体不可以犯罪，我要管理好这个身体，荣耀神。
So at this time, the soul need to control the body and need to manage the body. The body wants to sin, but the soul, which is the new self, must actually keep the body under control and not sin.
有些人说，哎呀，这个你知道吗？圣经里面前面讲到说，那个旧人已经死了吗？死了就是对罪没有影响了吗？罪对他没有吸引力了吗？
And some people say that the old self is already dead, and to be dead means that there is no more any senses, and so sin will no longer be attractive to somebody who has no sense to it.
其实弟兄姐妹，我们大家都知道，我们对罪对我们有吸引力的。
But brothers and sisters, we all know that sin is attractive to us.
所以你以为说我们对罪没有吸引力，其实是错误的。如果你是这样的话，你常常会犯罪。
And if you were to think that sin should not be attractive to us anymore, that is actually a wrong concept, and to have such a concept will lead you to sin often.
你看第十二节。
Look at verse 12.
他说，所以不要容罪在你必死的身上作王，使你顺服身子的什么？私欲。
Romans 6:12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its what? Its passions.
所以你看那个身体的事，虽然你信主了之后呢，你已经得救了，你有个新的生命，但是这个肉体呢还有私欲。
Even though you have believed in God and your soul has been saved, but your body has its passions.
所以如果你让罪在你身上发生它的作用呢，它就顺从身子的私欲。
So if you letSin take effect in your own life, then your body will start to obey its own passion.
所以圣经告诉我们，我必须要管理这个身体，管理我这个人，管理我这个嘴巴，管理我这个思想，管理我这个行动，不要让它犯罪。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that I, my soul, I have to actually manage and control this body and not let it sin. I must control my mouth, I must control my other parts of the body to not allow it to sin.
所以为什么基督徒会犯罪呢?
So why do Christians sin?
因为我们还有一个还没有得赎的身体。
That's because we have an unredeemed body.
但是我们的灵魂是得救的。
But our soul has already been saved.
所以我有一个新的生命。
That's why I have a new life.
有个新的我,
a new me.
所以这个新的我呢, 在圣经里面用不同的字来形容。
And this new self is described with different terms in the Bible.
圣经里面说, 这个以西结书的人, 他说他,
And the book of Ezekiel calls this a new heart.
甚至有时候以西结里面提到说我有一个新的灵。
And Ezekiel also says there's a new spirit.
哥林多后书提到说我们信了主之后我们有个新造的人。
And 2 Corinthians says that we are a new creation.
所以这个是新的。
So it is new.
但是旧人已经死了。
The old self has died.
所以我不是在跟旧人打仗，我是跟这个肉体，这个肉体呢，是应该听从于我这个新人。
So I am not battling against the old self, but I'm battling against this unredeemed body.
所以在这边保罗说，我们这个信主的人可不可以继续犯罪呢？他说不可以，我这个新人要管理这个身体，让他不犯罪。
So Paul is telling us here that as a new self, are we to continue in sin? No, but we are to control this body and stop it from sinning.
所以我要你看这个文法，这个文法第六章里面，第六章第三节说，我已经归入，已经受洗归入耶稣基督的死，我已经死了，就我已经死了。
So we want to go back to the grammar here. We were baptized into his death. This is past tense. We were already dead.
不但是死了呢，我已经与他一同埋葬，已经埋葬了。
And not just dead, but we were buried, as it says in the past tense again.
那么在第六节, 同样的, 我不但死, 不但埋葬, 同时我已经钉十字架了。
And not only are we dead and buried, but we were also crucified together with him.
所以我们注意到这里的文法很重要。
So the grammar here is important.
不但是这样呢, 我们还注意到因果关系。
Not just that, but that's also self, cause and effect.
这个因果关系是什么呢？你会看到在这里，他说，如果你耶稣一直从死、从埋葬、从复活、从钉死之后呢，会什么呢？我这个我呢，原是叫我有这个因，这个我们在圣经里面 in order that， 意思说，当我们这个人呢，与同基督一同埋葬之后呢，我这个有一个新生的样式出来了。
So if we were already dead and we were buried, then it says here, in order that, so because of the death and the burial, now we have a newness of life.
所以这个 in order 或者叫我们有一个新生的样式。
So this is in order that we would walk.
In order that 就是有一个旧的，有一个因跟果的关系。
In order that refers to a cause and effect.
我已经死了，我已经埋葬了，我已经同钉十字架了，现在活的已经不再是我了。
I was dead, I was buried, I was crucified, so now it is no longer the old me who is alive.
因为我已经死了，已经埋葬，已经钉十字架，我现在有个新生的生命, newness of life.
Because I was dead, I was buried, I was crucified, and now I have a newness of life.
因为你看接下来他说, oh, for if, 如果你真的与耶稣基督同联合的话呢，同他死上联合，你就有 同他一起这个活的样子。
And it continues by saying, if, for if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
那个若很重要。
And the word if is important.
如果你真的与他同死，如果你真的信耶稣，你就与他同死，你真的同他同死呢，你就有真的有新生的生命，有复活的生命。
If you have been united with him in a death, meaning if you really do believe in Jesus Christ, then you will actually be united with him in a resurrection.
所以很简单，如果你没有与他同死，当然就没有新生的生命。
And it's very simple. If you were not united with Jesus in a death like his, that means you have no newness of life.
所以一个人没有新生的生命，一个人没有 结出悔改的果子，一个人没有改变生命，没有改变呢，他可信是假的。
So if a person who claims to believe but yet shows no change in his life and no fruit of repentance, it means that his faith is not real.
所以雅各书说，信心没有这个行动是什么？是死的。
That's why the book of James says that faith without deeds is dead.
所以死就是死了，不是活的。
If you are dead, you are not alive.
所以在这里 ，in order that 就是叫我们有因果的关系非常重要。
So this in order that shows us the cause and effect is very important.
不但是这样，你看第六节也是这样，因为我们恐怕同钉十字架呢，使我罪身灭绝，叫我不再做罪的奴仆。
And verse 6 again, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we will no longer be enslaved to sin.
所以这个很重要，你看到那个因果，因为我同他同钉十字架，这个事情呢是已经发生了，我们不知道它怎么样发生，在神的管理底下，当我信主耶稣的时候呢，我就已经同他钉十字架了。
And we were crucified with Jesus, and that is referring to something that has happened in the past, and we do not know how this was achieved, but that's how God does things, and that's his economy, that when we believe in Jesus, we were considered crucified with him on the cross.
当我们以耶稣基督一同同钉十字架，那叫罪身灭绝。
And when we were crucified with him,it means that the result is the body of sin will be brought to nothing.
所以这个很重要，这个罪身是指那个管理我们、控制我们的那个罪身呢，已经灭绝了，没有用了。
This is important. The one that used to rule our body, the body of sin, is no longer there anymore.
所以这段经文呢，是一个非常重要的经文，讲到说，当我们信耶稣的时候呢，罪已经没有办法控制我们了。
And this is a very important passage that teaches us that once we believe in Jesus, sin no longer has control over us.
啊，在第五章的时候，我们讲到我们所有的人都在罪里面，因为亚当的关系。
In chapter 5, we talk about how all are in Adam because of sin.
没有办法脱离。
They cannot break free.
因为亚当犯罪，我们都犯罪了。
Because Adam sinned, and so we are all sinners.
没有一个这个有这个这个没有一个人例外。
There is no exception.
但是这里呢，当我们信了耶稣之后呢，我们同钉十字架之后呢，这个管理我们的这个权柄呢，已经破除，这个锁链已经打开。
And once we believe in Jesus, the one that is in control has already been brought to nothing. In other words, the chains or the shackles have been broken.
所以在这边讲到说，那个罪身灭绝 brought to nothing. 那个罪身灭绝是什么意思呢？
What does it mean the body of sin is brought to nothing?
他说这个罪身灭绝的意思说它完全除灭了，没有作用了。
In other words, it has been abolished. There is no more effect.
而且没有效力，没有能力了。
And it is powerless.
所以这边讲到说，罪的管理跟控制呢，跟压制呢，已经没有效用了。
In other words, the oppression and the burden brought by sin is no longer effective.
所以他罪不再控制我们了。
So sin no longer controls us.
意思是弟兄姐妹，作为一个基督徒呢，罪不可以控制我们了。
In other words, brothers and sisters, if you are a Christian, you cannot find that sin is in control.
所以今天呢，我们基督徒呢，应该胜过罪恶。
So today, Christians ought to overcome sin.
因为我们呢，不再做罪的奴仆。你看到第六节下半段。
Because we are no longer enslaved to sin. The second half of verse 6.
第七节下半段说，是脱离罪。
Verse 7 says we are set free from sin.
第九节说，死不再做我们的主了。
And verse 9 says death no longer has dominion over him.
所以当我们信主的时候，我们与他死，一同死，一同埋葬，一同钉十字架呢，罪身呢，罪的管理，罪的主权呢，已经罪的锁链已经打开了，他没有办法控制你。
So when we believe in the Lord, we were baptized into his death, we were buried and we were crucified, and this all shows us that sin's shackles has been opened and removed, and no longer are we under the control of sin.
所以这个是极大的好消息。
And this is great news.
意思说，基督徒，如果你攻克己身，你以叫声服你的话呢，你可以得胜，而且你可以胜过罪恶。
In other words, as Christians, if you buffet your body, then you can actually control your body and overcome sin.
所以今天呢，如果你是基督徒呢，你说，哎呦，我没有办法，我被罪捆绑，我被罪管理，我没有办法脱离。我说你在撒谎，你要不然你不认识真理。如果你真是明白真理呢，每一个基督徒都可以脱离，可以挣脱这个罪的锁链。
And today, if a Christian were to say that I have no choice because I cannot help it but sin, then I would say that you are lying. You either are a genuine Christian who is able to overcome sin, or the other way is you do not have the truth in your life and you are not a genuine believer.
所以一个真正信主的人呢，他已经脱离罪的捆绑，所以他可以，他必须在神面前好好祷告，必须依靠圣灵，我们会继续讲下去呢，他就能够胜过罪恶。
And if this is a true believer who has actually been dead and buried and crucified, then he is no longer under the control of sin, and he needs to pray and depend on the Holy Spirit to help him to overcome sin.
所以一个人呢，如果你信了主之后呢，你旧人已经死了，现在新的人呢，这个新的人可以得胜。
So if you are a genuine believer, the old self has already died. The new self is able to overcome.
所以你看第八节。
Look at verse 8.
他说，我们若与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主。意思他已经脱离了。
Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. And we know that Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. In other words, he has already overcome all these things.
所以这个非常重要。
This is very important.
我们接下来看第二点。
And now let's look at the second point.
所以我们的第一点是，如果你是基督徒呢，可以继续犯罪吗？你会犯罪，但是不可以。
And the first point is referring to Christians. Can Christians continue in sin? No, they cannot continue in sin, but they will still sin, yes, but it is not continuous.
所以基督徒呢，在罪上已经死了。
That's because Christians are dead to sin.
所以我们不应该继续犯罪。
So we should not be continuing in sin.
所以基督徒必须胜过罪恶。
And secondly, Christians are to overcome sin.
怎么样胜过罪恶呢？
How can we overcome sin?
你看第十一节到第十四节。
Look at verses 11 to 14.
这边呢，给我们看出三个命令。
There are three commands here.
三个命令是什么？你看第十一节。这样，你们向罪当看自己之死的，向神在基督耶稣里面当看自己之活的。
Verse 11.So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
Consider 是一个这个命令，就是当看自己是死的。
You must consider yourself dead. That is a command.
第二，你看第十二节，所以不要容罪在你必死的身上作王，使你顺服身子的私欲。
And the second command is in verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions.
不要容罪在你身上作王是一个命令。
Let not sin reign is actually a command.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
也不要将你的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，不要将身体献给那个 present 也是一个命令。
Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness.And it says here, do not present, that is a command.
如果你这样做，你看第十四节。
If you do this, then look at verse 14.
罪必不能做你的主。
Sin will have no dominion over you.
所以你看到吗？保罗告诉我们三个命令，保罗借神暗示，神这个默示保罗，让他告诉我们，他说你们，我命令你们，第一要把自己当作是死的。
And this is what God has revealed to Paul and got him to write this down for us. Firstly, you must consider yourself dead to sin.
所以第二呢，你不要容罪在你身上。所以 say no, 不肯，不需要，不可以。
And secondly, say no to sin. Do not let sin reign.
那么第三点呢，要让自己将身体献上，当作活祭，当自己献上来给神使用。
And thirdly,Do not present your members to sin, but present yourselves to God, and that's for God's use.
如果你这样做呢，罪必不能做你的主。
If you do this, sin will have no dominion over you.
所以这个是神的话。
This is God's word.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
所以当我们自己要怎么看自己呢？我们对罪呢，要把当这是死的，不要。我知道罪身体有这个倾向，会使到我要犯罪。我知道这个身体还没有得赎，但是我要管理这个身体，把它当作死的，当它我们广东话叫东亏某斗，就是不管它。
And firstly, we are to consider ourselves dead to sin. In other words, we must not even give in to sin, and we have to actually consider even sin as invisible. Don't even look at it.
所以有时候呢，我们把自己，有时候我们做一些事情的时候呢，有些东西对我们有影响，我们当作它不存在，不要看它，不要想它，不要管它。
And sometimes certain things that we do will have some effects on us, but if we do not bother about it and do not even think about it, and that's really what is asking us to do here.
很多时候我们受到试探的时候，
very often we are tempted.
当我们罪来的时候，罪来试探我们的时候呢，我们的眼睛一直看着那个罪。
When there is temptation, we keep looking at it.
对，我们越看那个罪，越看越多，越看越多，结果那个罪越来越大，越来越大，越吸引你，越吸引你。
And as we look at the sin, and we keep looking and focusing on the sin, we will get more and more attracted to it.
所以我们不应该定睛看着那个罪，我们应该定睛看着耶稣基督。
So we should not focus our eyes on the sin, but we should focus our eyes on Jesus.
大家知道这个亚当跟夏娃犯罪的故事。
And you know the story of how Adam and Eve fell into sin.
神告诉他，树上这个园子里面的所有的果子你可以吃，只有一棵树上的果子不可以吃。
God told them that they can eat from any tree in the entire garden except one.
那么这个当然蛇就来引诱夏娃说啊，这个树上的果子很好吃的。
And of course the serpent came and tempted Eve and say that the fruit is good for food.
那么这个夏娃做什么呢？夏娃就是越看越看越看越看越好，他说越看越看呢，他就哇，这个果子好漂亮。
And we read in the Bible that Eve was looking and looking and looking, and in the end she found that the fruit was very attractive and it looks good for food.
然后他看很好吃。
And she looked at it and it seems delicious.
他怎么知道很好吃？他还没有吃过。
How does she know that it is good for food if she has never tasted it?
他在找借口要吃它了。
Actually, she is looking for excuses to eat it.
它又使人有智慧。
And it is going to give wisdom.
所以她就找借口要吃了。
So she looked for excuses.
所以当试探来的时候，你不断的看住那个试探，那个试探就的能力就越来越大，越来越大，结果你被它吞吃了。
So when the temptation comes and if you keep looking at it, then its attraction will become greater and greater and you will be swallowed up whole.
圣经告诉我们当它是死的。
The Bible tells us treat it as dead.
就是说不要理会它。
Don't even bother with it.
我们要定睛往看住主耶稣，看住神，不要看住这个试探。
We should focus our eyes on Jesus and on God and not on the temptation.
这是第一个命令。
And that's the first command.
第二个命令说，不要将你的这个不容罪在你身上作王。
And the second command is let not sin reign in your body.
意思说你要说 no， 不可以。
In other words, you must say no.
今天我们很多人不可以，不懂得 say no， 不懂得 say 不。
Many of us today don't know how to say no.
很多时候很多人来请你啊，叫你出去玩啊，带你去一些不应该去的地方，叫你做一些不该，你不懂得 say no， 不懂得 say 不。不可以。
When people come and invite you out for a gathering at the places that is undesirable, you do not know how to reject.
很多时候我们贪心。
Very often we are greedy.
很多人看到电话里面，哎呀，你中奖了，你拿来拿这个奖杯啊、奖牌啊，拿多少钱呢、啊？结果你上当。
And we look at our phones when there's a message that says that you have won such and such a prize, come down and collect it, and then you've been scammed.
他说你已经得了这个奖了，现在你不需要把你的银行的户口给我，我就把钱放进去。结果你给他银行户口，给他身份证，给他什么都给他了，结果原来是一个骗局。
And people are told that you have won a prize, but what you need to do now is to give your account number, your IC number, and all your details, and people fall for such a scam.
为什么人会跌入下去呢？
Why do people fall for such scams?
他贪第一，他贪心；第二，他不懂得 say no。
Firstly, it's out of greed, and number two, the person does not know how to say no.
啊，我的电邮里面呢，每天都有这个电邮进来。
And in my email, every day I receive such emails.
啊，然后他就告诉我说，啊，在欧洲不懂的有一个很有钱的人呢，他死了，他有几千万呢，他说要给你。
And it tells the story of some rich man in Europe who has died and left millions and wants to give it to you.
而且这个是写 dear brother and dearest brother and sister 啊，他是基督徒来讲说某某弟兄已经死了，他要把这个财产给你，他叫我写信给他回复他。
And it actually addresses me as dear brother and sister claiming to be Christian and wanting me to reply.
所以我一看到电邮里面有几百个 million， 我就跟他 delete。
And once I see millions in the email, I press delete.
不要再看，因为再看的话，可能真的嘞。
And don't even look at it. If you look at it, you start thinking maybe it's real.
如果我有几百万，我知道我还可以做很多东西耶。
If I have millions, I have a lot of things I can do with it.
我可以建教堂。
I can build a church.
我可以做很大的事工。
I can do lots of ministry.
很好的这个想法，对不对
？And that's a good desire.
没有私心，对吗
？I'm not selfish.
为主而做嘛。
I'm doing this for God.
There's no free lunch.没有免费的午餐。
There's no free lunch in this world.
所以如果你看的话，你要懂得 say no.
So if you do actually look at it, you must learn how to say no.
如果人很对你很好，对你给你一切 ，say no.
And when people are nice to you and willing to give you everything, say no.
记得主耶稣的话，施比受更为有福。
And remember what Jesus said: It is more blessed to give than to receive.
但是整天 no 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 也不可以嘛，对吗
？But you of course cannot always keep saying no.
这样你要 say yes 嘛
？You have to say yes sometimes.
你要说可以嘛
？So what do you say yes?
对神说可以。
You say yes to God.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们整天看到东西，整天 say no， 我们心里很难过，对不对
？And brothers and sisters, if we say no to everything,
如果你把你的生命呢，用来侍奉神呢，你的心目中呢？心思意念就是不断的侍奉神，你越侍奉越喜乐呢，你的心被神来占领了，被神来管理了，被充满了神之后，你没有时间想那些歪歪斜斜的东西。
If you keep saying yes to God and you give your life to serve God, and the more you say yes to God, the more you serve Him, the more you serve God, the more joyful you become, and you will have no time to look at all the other wicked and crooked things.
所以第三个这个命令是什么呢？
So what is the third command?
第三个命令是要将肢体献给神做义的器具。
Present yourselves to God as those, as members.I'm sorry, your members to God as instruments for righteousness.
来侍奉神，你忙着侍奉神的时候就没有时间犯罪。
And serve God. If you are busy serving God, you have no time to sin.
大家知道大卫王。
You remember King David?
大卫王的一生呢，不断的打仗，对不对
？His life was full of war.
啊，到处去打仗，到处去打仗。
And he was having battles here and there.
当他打到差不多了，赢了。
And when he was victorious,
啊，打累了，赢应该没有问题了。
And he thought that all is well.
啊，就睡到过了中午才起来。
And he slept until noon time.
然后在这个天花板这个天台上面走就看到犯罪的事情了。
And when he was taking a stroll on his roof, he was tempted.
啊，看到一个女人在洗澡。
Saw a woman bathing.
就犯罪。
And sin.
啊，有空闲吗？
Too free.
弟兄姐妹，不要空闲。
Don't be free, brothers and sisters.
让我们自己，我们的这个身体呢，常常为主服侍的时候呢，你越服侍，心里就越喜乐。
And you must present yourselves to serve God. The more you serve God, the more joyful you'll be.
弟兄姐妹，你不是用这个身体不服侍神啊，你这个身体也是会死的。
Brothers and sisters, if you don't use this body to serve God, it is still going to die.
本身这个身体就会死的。
It is going to die anyway.
反正那个时间就是在那里，如果不用来用侍奉神，也是没有白费的。
And since the body is there, the time is there. If you don't use it to serve God, you're going to waste it anyway.
所以拿来侍奉神的时候呢，你越侍奉越喜乐。
And if you use it to serve God, the more you serve, the more joyful you'll be.
侍奉弟兄姐妹。
Serve one another.
所以我们常常很爱孩子，我们常常有孩子，家里有孩子。这个 babysit 帮忙看孩子，其实我告诉你一个秘密，我看孩子呢，不是帮忙他，是我很喜乐。
And there are a lot of children in our midst, and we often help to babysit. So when we babysit brothers and sisters, let me tell you a secret. It is not really serving the other brothers and sisters because that is more of my personal joy.
所以弟兄姊妹说, 哎呀,谢谢你看我的孩子,我说不是,谢谢你把喜乐带给我。
And brothers and sisters say, thank you for babysitting. I say, no, I want to thank you for giving me joy.
所以你越喜乐,你越侍奉,你越喜乐。
The more you serve, the more joyful you'll be.
你不侍奉做什么? 在那边做白痴,做白日梦。
And if you do not serve, you sit there and you daydream.
会有老人痴呆症的。
And you might suffer from dementia.
我的头脑不用会坏的。
If you don't use your mind,
身体不,
it will be spoiled.
不运动会越来越软弱的。
If you don't work your body, it will be weak.
但是我们这样侍奉的时候呢, 我们发现第一, 我们在为神服侍, 第二, 我们这样做的时候呢, 弟兄姐妹得好处, 我们得喜乐。
And when we serve, God, firstly, brothers and sisters gain the benefit. Number two, you get the joy.
所以很多人问我, 诶, 为什么你整天跑去外国, 为什么跑去中国? 很多人还问我, 诶, 你去中国的时候是住多少星, 多少粒星的酒店?
And people often ask me, why do you keep going to China to preach there? And some even ask me, how many star hotel do you stay when you are there?
他说我其实不明白他说什么star 我听不懂什么意思。
And I don't understand what you mean how many star hotel.
他的意思是说是五星呢还是六星?
And means he was actually trying to ask, is it five star or six star hotel?
就是说这个酒店是不是很豪华的?
How luxurious is the hotel?
其实我想想，我说不是，我的很多星，因为我看天上有很多颗星的。
And my reply, I realized that actually I have more stars than I can count because I'm sleeping under the sky.
因为很多时候我们去的时候呢，有些地方呢，他们怕到有这些外面的人来影响，所以基督徒不怕，所以我们常常去一些坟墓的地方。 在哪里呢?我早上起来一看,哇,全部都是坟墓。原来在那个地方呢,不信主的人不敢来。
And we often gather at cemeteries because these are places where the unbelievers dare not come. So believers, we are not afraid of these things. And when we gather there, we do not get disturbed by unbelievers.
所以我往天看,哇,很多星,原来我不只是六个星,我有很... thousands of stars.
So when I look up into the sky at night, I have thousands of stars, not just five or six.
但是侍奉的时候总是充满了喜乐。
But when we serve, we are full of joy.
而且说侍奉的时候呢，你会发现你有一些能力是以前你不侍奉的时候没有的。
And when you start serving, then you realize that you actually have some abilities which you did not realize you had.
但是更重要的，当你侍奉，你忙着侍奉的时候，你没有时间犯罪。
But the more important thing is when you are busy serving, you have no time to sin.
当你不侍奉的时候，你做什么？
When you don't serve, what are you doing?
你看他隔壁。
You look to the next, you look at your neighbor.
诶，他的车比我大。
His car is bigger than mine.
他的薪水比我高。
His salary is higher than mine.
他的屋子比较漂亮。
His house is nicer.
你的心就受影响。
And your heart starts to wonder.
所以你看到吗？ 罪必不能做你的主。
So can you see this? Sin will have no dominion over you.
我们要把自己当作是死的。
We are to consider ourselves as dead.
然后不要让罪在我们身上作王。
Do not let sin reign in your body.
然后呢，要把自己完完全全的献给神，让神来掌控。
Present yourselves to God that He might rule.
你的生命才充满了意义。
Then your life will be full of meaning.
你的生命才充满了这个。 这个目标，你的目标才能够实现。
Then you will have proper goals in your life.
所以当你这样做的时候呢，你觉得你这个这一生没有白活。
And when you do this, then you realize that your life is not in vain.
所以请问，基督徒可以犯罪吗？
So can Christians sin?
当然是不可以。
No.
因为我们已经死了。
Because we are already dead.
我们必须胜过罪恶。
We are to overcome sin.
我们在继续看下去的时候呢，我们特别是来到这里，我们会继续看下去的时候，我们要看我们怎么样与罪征战。
And when we continue in this passage later, we will see how we struggle against sin.
因为他说这第十四节下半段说，他说因你不在律法底下，乃是恩典底下。我们要看怎么样在恩典底下，怎么在不在律法底下，我们会继续跟大家一起思想如何。 打赢这场胜战。
Verse 14 ends by saying, you are not under law but under grace. And we will in the future actually look at how to live under grace and yet continue to struggle with sin.
让我们同心在神面前祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word that you have given to us, that so empowers us to know our identity is in Christ. Help us, Lord, that we will busy ourselves serving God, serving you, serving one another, and not even take a peek at sin, so that sin will not reign in our bodies. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.